Then there's this, old-fashioned sweet shops, ancient fossils, and a place where Christmas cheer lasts all year. Quirky Destinations, Cruise in Indiana, Thursday on WGN TV News at 9.
Croatia just scored.
So,
it's
England is down
about
one.
5 minutes. No, but...
Oh, they still got about another 20 minutes or so to go.
Okay.
They're up 2-1 on England.
Let's go.
You want Croatia to win?
Yeah, I figured. I mean, I cheer for them. I don't think they want to cheer for us.
The thousands of years of informed hatred between the Serbians and the Croats.
Well,
and
the hatred is kind of one way. We don't really...
Oh.
I thought it was both ways.
I think they would... Yeah, I can sort of remember
it being both ways.
I think, all right. I think when the snipers in Sarajevo were aiming, I think there was hatred going both ways. Yeah.
We're all the same.
When you move to this country, you forget all those things.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Old country.
No, not really.
No, the Greeks and the Turks don't either. By the way,
well, the thing is, we would cheer for Croatia. I don't think Croatia would cheer for Serbia.
Okay, yeah, I know that's the point we were just trying to make.
Yeah,
you know what? We don't need this kind of unhappiness here. We have enough unhappiness in America. But imagine the Queen tonight if England loses this thing.
She's hosting the president.
She's hosting Donald Trump. And she hates him.
No! Tell him I'm ill! I'm sick, I can't do it. I've got a tummy upset!
Oh, man.
That'll be fascinating, don't you think, to see that? You think all the ways of greeting a queen and
Right, and you know, you're supposed to show deference when you do that. I don't know how that's going to work out. All right. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, hold on a second.
Start again. Raj, so many times I have practiced this.
I'm just going to call him Raj. Congressman Raj is joining us. I think that's the best way to do this because, you know, apparently it's the only way I can actually do it. So, Raj, sorry about that.
Hi, Raj.
How are you guys?
Good. I think it's Raja.
It is Raja. I'm calling him Raj.
You might get a kick out of this. I went to a restaurant and met a friend, and he told his daughter that he was going to go meet with Congressman Raja, and the daughter asked, "Could you tell Raja to say hi to Aladdin and Iago?"
Oh, very Disney-fied. I see that. I like that. Yes, as a stockholder, I really appreciate it. All right, Congressman, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington here. You got before we get to the Supreme Court, I know you got your thoughts on that, but you know that's going to happen more in the Senate. That's going to be in your chamber. But the president is in Europe. He has met with our NATO allies, and he gave an earful to them today, especially about Germany, and they're so concerned about Germany. And he's saying that Germany just cut a deal with Russia for a pipeline that is going to be feeding Russian gasoline and Russian oil into Germany, and he claims it's 60% of their oil supply. So, you know, don't look at us. Look at them.
So I saw these comments by the president this earlier today. So here's where I come out on this. I think that we have to do everything we can to preserve and strengthen the NATO alliance. At the same time, we have to be candid with our allies about our differences of opinion. Where I agree with the president is I think that we should bring to light some of the concerns that we have about their spending on defense and maybe their over-reliance on Russia for certain energy supplies and whether they would consider other sources. But sometimes the way in which he expresses those concerns is a concern to me because I think that it helps basically drive a wedge between us and our allies and hurt an important security framework that helps the United States.
Do you think this was a move the president was putting pressure on them in several areas, but one that's been suggested is that they should be paying to involve themselves more in U.S. energy rather than giving the billions to Russia?
I think that they are maybe over-reliant on Russian energy supplies, and perhaps they should diversify their sources. I'm not sure if the president suggested to them that they should buy more energy from the United States, but I do know that there's a longstanding concern among European allies that the Germans are sourcing too much of their energy from the Russians, and in the process maybe exposing themselves to Russian pressure in other ways.
Well, all right. What are your thoughts on NATO? I mean, I think there's a debate. I had no idea that we're ever going to be in this situation, but there's a debate now on whether or not there should be a NATO. Is there really, should there be a debate about NATO?
I think there should absolutely be a NATO. I think that the North Atlantic Alliance is crucial for our security as Americans. It basically allows us to project our security umbrella further into Europe, and we have troops there, we have vital interests there, we have allies and vital economic interests as well. So absolutely, it's essential for us.
All right, well, let's get to the Supreme Court. Well, actually, before that, let me go to Russia first, because mm-hmm. the president's going to move from this to Helsinki, Finland, where he's going to meet with Vladimir Putin. Do you have any concerns about that meeting, and what do you think the worst case and best case scenarios could be?
I think the best case scenario is that the president expresses our strong concerns about Russian interference in Western democracies, warns them against further interference in our own elections in the United States, which are coming up here in 2018 and then later in 2020, and basically maintains unity with our allies in terms of our general concerns about Russia interference in the West and their aggression towards some of their neighbors. The worst case concessions that the president makes to the Russians without getting anything in return, basically signaling to them that they have a green light basically it's open season to continue their aggression.
Congressman, your phone is breaking up pretty significantly, so we're gonna have to cut this short anyway. But appreciate your time, sir, as always, and we're gonna send you a lovely parting gift of a free cell phone. That's what we're going to do, or a drop phone of some sort.
Thank you, Congressman.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurti.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That's the way to do it. All right, we've got Judy Pilak coming out with the WGN News in two.